Welcome to Ask Our Pastor, where your spiritual questions are answered. On Ask Our Pastor, we will meet with leaders of various denominations located in our community. Each spiritual leader will address topics ranging from modern religion, leadership, youth, community health, and many more. Stick around to hear from your local spiritual leader, and if you have questions about today's session, or if you would like to continue the conversation, go to www.askourpastor.org. That's www.askourpastor.org.
Welcome, everyone. We are joined by a special guest, Bishop Gabriel Donko from Alive Chapel International. Good to have you here today, Bishop. Welcome.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless you as well. So today we're talking about your book, I Did It By Prayer.
Wow.
How did you come up with the name of that book?
This is a great question to ask. And I will say it was given to me by inspiration. I have come to realize that writing a book, it's a gift and a grace that God has given. And sometimes as the Holy Spirit ministers to you, giving you the word, he gives you the title. And normally how I do my books are like, I get a title and I develop it. Mm-hmm. So I was given by inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
Okay, so tell us about the book, I Did It By Prayer. What can one get from that book?
I Did It By Prayer chronicles my prayer lifestyle and how God has used prayer to bring me that far. Mm-hmm. And I realized that prayer is like breath to every believer. As a Christian, you need prayer to survive in this world. Just as a human being, you need air to breathe in order to survive. But most of us are not breathing that life support, which is prayer. Mm-hmm. So as the word of God, because I came across the scriptures in Luke chapter 18, verse number 1, the Bible says, and he said a parable to them to this effect, that men ought to pray always and not to cease. And also in the book of Matthew, chapter 6, the Bible says, and the disciples came to Jesus and they asked him, can you teach us how to pray as John taught his disciples? Mm-hmm. So as I began searching the scriptures, the Holy Spirit impacted my knowledge and began revealing how prayer can help. And I began reading, and he also added to it. And it started giving me an experience in prayer. So that's how come I came about it.
Now, if you can share with our listeners, as an ordained minister of God, and given the climate that we're in, immigrants, natural disasters, so many things are happening, how important do you see prayer right now?
Right. Like I said, prayer should be seen in a simple definition, a relationship that establishes between you and God. Mm-hmm. It's a communication. It's like a child relating to their parents. There must be a communication. Mm-hmm. And the Bible says in the book of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse number 14, say, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, then I will hear from heaven. And I believe that when you pray in times like this, whether it's an immigration issue or it has to do with a disaster or an issue, whatever it is, it gives you the opportunity to relate to God, for him to give you direction, for him to speak to you, for him to show you, for him to answer. Because he said, if you call on me, I will answer.
Amen.
Amen.
He did. So I'm looking at your book here, and Reverend Michael K.N. Atisu, he said, this book is an insightful, inspiring, and thought-provoking piece of work. Gabriel is a living testimony of what prayer can do in one's life. Dr. Yah Agyi Henukahenaku said, spiritually uplifting, a wake-up call to all to a sleeping or slumbering Christian. How can someone get a copy of your book?
We have some online.
Mm-hmm.
You are able to get it from Amazon. I have a copy on the lanepublishing.com.
Can you repeat that website for me, please?
Yes, lanepublishing.com. Lane Publishing, LAING, publishing.com.
Okay.
And it will direct you. Or if you send an email to my email address,
mm-hmm.
angel24us@yahoo.com, you can also have copies. I believe there's one thing I said in the book which I want to make one emphasis.
Mm-hmm.
One thing about that is that when you pray, it makes you a prayer. And somebody asked me, I remember I was asked somewhere, that what do you mean by when you pray, you become a prayer? And I said, even if you have a skill of playing football or soccer, you need to develop that skill. So the more you develop it, the more it sharpens you to become a great soccer player or footballer. So even though we have communication as prayer, the more you pray, you become a prayer. And it brings you coincidence. And I believe that it will be a great material for you to read, and God will reach out to you as your knowledge is impacted.
Those are very powerful words, and I'm looking at chapter 11, where it says, no one fails in prayer unless you fail to pray.
Wow.
So, Bishop, thank you so much for joining us here today, talking about your book, I Did It By Prayer. And, of course, if you want a copy of Bishop Gabriel Donko's book, you can go to Amazon.com or you can go to linkpublishing.com, LINGpublishing.com, or you can send the Bishop an email at angel24us@yahoo.com. That's angel24us@yahoo.com. Thank you so much, Bishop Gabriel.
Thank you too.
This has been a presentation by Ask Our Pastor, where your spiritual questions are answered. On Ask Our Pastor, we meet with leaders of various denominations located in our community. Each spiritual leader addresses topics ranging from modern religion, leadership, youth, community health, and many more. If you have questions about today's session, or if you would like to continue the conversation, go to www.askourpastor.org. That's www.askourpastor.org.